Den. On the break, that was Death Valley Dragline and their song, Long Gone. Number to call in, should you choose, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I guess we should do some scamming scammers. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
We did do it, but I've been doing abbreviated ones, haven't I?
Right.
Trying to find the right thing.
We got one Sickly Sue in, and it was basically she didn't even barf for anything.
Yeah, but it was a good one. Do you guys remember what it was? It was very brief, but it was good. You don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Bad.
I know.
She remembers, she said she needs a new computer.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right, right. Like, yeah, we're trying to make him get it.
Thank you.
And he's like, why do you keep unfriending me? So we'll do some scamming scammers. Always and forever. We're going to bring back somebody we have not spoken to in a long time. Blast from the past. Do you guys remember a guy named DJ who he and Mavis Mills were dating. Mavis Mills, of course, being Joe's ex. And she was using the picture of Ann Angel, the porn star. And I had warned DJ of this.
All right, yeah,
do you remember this?
No.
Briefly. Yes.
Briefly.
This is a while ago. So I had warned him in April of 2013 that the girl that he was in a loving relationship with is not the white blonde girl, but the black African girl.
Oopsie.
Yeah. So, you know, oversight.
Yeah.
Sure it was a mistake.
I remember you mentioning it briefly, and you would have more at a later date.
Well, I mean, I warned him, and he got rid of her, and that was that. That's what we did with it. So in December 24th, 2013, I hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Hey, David."
Oops.
why do people do that? It's right. It's Facebook. It's right there. The spelling is there. We don't have to guess.
You know that darn speed reading.
Everybody does that.
I know.
"How are you? Just curious. Have now been contacted by a Ghana resident claiming to be involved in an organization who are now contacting people warning them of scammers trying to refund you to inform you that is a new MO they are using. And if so, have you ever heard of someone named going by Gifty Nah Anon? Appreciate any intel you may have, my friend. Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year."
Gifty. Wait a minute.
Go on.
That's ringing a bell.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it is the holidays. You want to receive a gifty.
Yeah. No, but it was an unusual name, and I remember thinking that stuck out to me.
That was a friend of Agnes's, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe Gifty. We've encountered a gifty.
We did encounter a gifty.
I guess. And I'm there where, you know, right in that area right now doing the...
We've encountered gifty before.
Okay. Maybe it was after that. I mean...
don't forget a gifty.
I remember... I do remember the name, but I haven't... I haven't run into it,
right?
You know, so far.
So I go, hey, DJ, sounds like a scam to me. The crew you were dealing with had a friend named 50. I wrote, but I meant Gifty.
Well, you both stink.
Yeah,
he just blares the guy, then I'd fuck something two paragraphs later.
It was Fitty.
Fitty.
It was Fitty.
Fitty
said.
No backpedaling. Yeah.
Though I do not know her last name off the top of my head. I have not heard of this particular scam. Would love to know. No more. Curious how long till they ask you for money or want personal info. My advice is, if you wish to do some recon, we can warn others play along, but do not trust them or just delete and block them. Can you forward me what they sent you? Merry Christmas." And then I corrected myself. Gifty, not 50, stupid. "They now went to Skype, so they must have recruited a younger woman, to play the part, I'm assuming. Anyways, I'll keep you informed, my friend." Okay.
Now, with the Skype, they're going to have to put a white woman on that.
No, they don't. This is Gifty, a Ghanaian woman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, the friend, okay.
Yeah.
It's the Ghanaians are fighting scammers, Joe. They're on our side. They're the Blue Hawks of Africa.
The call.
She's got to watch out. She might have the Gifty that keeps on giving.
Yes. I go, yes, this group does indeed video Skype. So this just, yeah, I mean, this is right in the MO of what Belinda and Mavis have done.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, Mavis has video with me, as Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
It is unprecedented. If you use video Skype with them, download a free program called Audacity. It will allow you to audio record your conversations with them. Bet you hear a guy feeding them line when it get, feeding lines when it gets sticky. And I say, give her a smile emoticon. Good luck. It's Christmas, so they are desperate. Like we've talked about on the air, come the holidays, they need to pay them bills.
Yes.
They want to buy gifties for
yes.
people.
Yes, so right after, yeah, they got bills too. Yeah.
Trying to clean out the hut. The gifty's not helping. Throwing beans and fish across the hut. They got problems
poor,
too.
Poor guy comes home with a big village fire pit. You know, had a good time. Yeah. Yeah, comes home walking.
Not getting an old fashioned roadside next to the yak. No. Nobody's happy.
An old fashioned hot side. Whatever.
Anyway. He goes, no worries.
Stop it. We love you.
For that, you make us look good. You're like an opening.
You're welcome.
You're like an opening act. Just do the announcement, stupid.
Yes, sir.
No, just kidding. You're not that good. Anyway.
Dick.
Yes. Welcome to the show, new.
Yeah. Yes.
So he goes, no worries. I'm not going to. But if I were to, it would be to bust them at their own game. If so, I may need your help. Is that okay? Excellent. He goes, sure. If you hand over the transcripts and MP3s for my show, we use it to educate people. Don't let them know that you know me. Because if they know that he knows me,
yeah.
Jig is up.
Yeah, it's all over.
Because we've had our way with this group.
They know that you know that I know that you know that they know that you know.
He goes, of course, no worries. I go, cool. If you want to, we could even create a fake Facebook account of you for them to talk to us on. By us, I mean I would take it over and we would share the password so you could monitor everything. And I, of course, could learn more info about their new scam and drive them crazy at the same time.
Nice.
I'm trying to get back in.
Sure, sure.
I want to get back in, Joe. So you have more bits to put together in 2018. So I do a little recon on Gifty's page. I go, Gifty's page was created on December 21st.
Oh, wow. So she just like popped in there and all of a sudden it's like, hi, here I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here to help.
Yeah.
They are trying a new angle to get your money. Fascinating. They have not tried it with me, but I think that's because somebody I warned told them about me. Because I used to warn, and this is a mistake, I used to warn with my real profile.
Oh.
Which, if you're going to warn somebody about victims, you should create a fake profile and warn them.
Uh-huh.
So I was warning people that were, you know, with Belinda and everything.
Yeah.
You know, hey, this is a scammer. And
next week's iHeart Clips, just to give you a little insight, with Flory. Flory wound up going on to his page.
Oh, that was this week. Those are up.
Oh, they're up? They're up.
Those are up.
The guy, yeah, Flory wound up going on to his page.
On the website.
On the website. And we're like, humming, 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 humming.
Hey, there's a picture of fake me. Yeah. What's that doing there?
Humming, 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 humming. And he threw her a line of shit and stupid bought it.
Yes.
I'm very good at dealing with morons. Thank you for making it possible. he goes, she actually got a hold of me in November, then was spammed. I just played along like I didn't know any better. I go, smart. Again, they try to get money around the holidays, so it's not surprising they reached out in November. Did they email you or get you through Facebook? If you listen to my old shows, you can hear me talking to Mavis on the video chat. Also, I also did it with the girl that was trying to scam me at the time. They work together. The men run things, but the girls are involved. Actually, I have been grilling Mavis of late. It's quite funny. We were reading that stuff that happened in March. He goes, didn't know you had a website, video chat. Can you send it my way so I can check it out? Also, so I can know what to expect to look and listen for if you decide to Skype, please, and thank you. I give him the website. I go, all of our shows are up there. It's not just scammers, but we touch on them. I'm doing a fucking promo for our show.
Well, you're trying to describe what we do.
Yeah, I describe what we do. I go, this group is more creative and better than most. That is why I would like to mix it up with them again and learn more. And I tell them when we're live. He goes, do the fake.
Sounds like a new dance. Do the fake.
Something nice to do after you get an old-fashioned roadside. Why not? Do the Facebook. He goes, do the Facebook. Don't do it if you have a blue waffle, though. But hey, you
oh, sure. Yeah, don't do anything if you have that.
All things blow. Anyway, do the Facebook fake account and let me know what it is I can do to help beat them at their own games. But I am somewhat technically challenged at these things, but I will work with you on this, okay? Sounds from him. Okay. I go, we need your profile picture. Also, we need to know what you told them about you and what Mavis told you about her. That way I can play you and I'm informed.
Right.
They switch off all the time, so you could have been talking to many Mavises.
Multiple Mavises.
Mavi. I believe that.
Mavi. Funny.
Mavi.
Mavi.
Very good.
It's a lot of shift work there.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like Lockheed.
Yeah.
When we get the new account set up, you can notify them that you think your old account was hacked and you want to speak to them from the new secure account.
Oh, clever.
I tried to be. And then I give them my email address, and I said we'll create another email address to link to your new Facebook account. He goes, cool, give me until the first of the year, because he's visiting family and friends. I go, okay, enjoy yourself. I go, just tell them that you want to learn more, and we'll be in touch in 2014. They might ask you for you to talk sooner, but just tell them it's impossible at this time.
Mm.
So that's where I'll leave it there. Thoughts?
I love this turnabout. You know, all right, now you're passing off that to each other, like they pass off their scammed, you know, their property. Their what do they call them? Like, well, they're victims, but they have a word for
moogus.
Them.
Moogus.
But I meant like they had another English word that was used for them.
Clients.
Yeah.
Assholes.
That's what I was looking for. Gullibles.
Yes.
No,
schmoes. I believe they call those people schmoes.
Oh, that's not right.
I don't call them.
Oh, I know. But the
they use a little Yiddish.
Schmoes. Yes. No, but I mean, they're passing off clients, and like you're passing them off now. This is great.
Yeah,
it's like another outlet to go. You know, like using him, with you doing everything in the background. It's
yeah, well,
outlet to get
well,
to
I'm,
them.
But I'm actually going to be the one talking.
But that's what I'm saying. See, instead of going, you know, there where the you know it's him again or mm-hmm. more, he's going into somebody else. He could actually make a new, you know, a new script or you know, make it more dynamic.
Yeah,
I seek
yes,
to
yes.
wreak havoc.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
These poor people, they just want to get away from me.
They're like, another asshole like that fake Davin?
God damn it, America!
How many of these idiots have you spawned?
Can you imagine I just get in there and just rip more shit up, waste more
that's
hours?
That's what the goal is, yeah.
That's the goal, yeah.
It's kind of what I do.
Modus operandi, you know?
Funny.
In Latin. Yeah. So that's what we'll leave with that.
I like that. I like that a lot. I like the promise of that.
Good.
And you're helping a guy out, you know.
Yeah.
I always help people out.
Yeah.
Not anybody in this room.
No.
But other people. All right, we'll do some Ann Jackson, little scam busters.
Scam busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page. Who are you gonna call?
I haven't played this in a while. Should I let it go?
Sure.
Joe's like, ooh, we're going to hear the whole thing. I'll put on my headphones.
Who are you going to call? Scam Busters. I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't afraid of no scams.
Rigorous dancing.
Mm-hmm. I thought she got shut off.
Well, no, I thought she broke it.
No, not because of this. So I checked my Facebook quickly. Really? Really, world? Nepal earthquake, May 12th. Three friends are in affected area. No, they're not. One's in Michigan, one's in Jersey. What the hell are people doing? They're marked safe? Is this what we're doing with our social media? Are you fucking kidding me? There's a goddamn tragedy, and people in Jersey and Michigan go, I'm safe. Of course you are. You're an ocean away, you morons. Really? Really? Who creates this shit?
I have a friend on Facebook who had marked himself as living in Nepal. And so then all of a sudden
I hope a hut falls on him.
But no. He's in New York. I saw this thing pop up.
I hope a Cuomo falls on him.
That he's safe. And I'm like, really?
I mean, listen, I'm all for tragedy like the next guy. But let's not mock it with social media.
No.
Yeah, really.
I didn't love that. I really didn't love that.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry I had to rant on that for... I was enjoying the music that we created and everything. I'm like, are you kidding? It ruined the mood. It took me out of it.
Zombo.
It ruined Zombo. I don't like when my Zombo gets ruined, Joe. Sometimes
does.
It gets blue. Nobody likes a blue Zombo. All right, so where we last left off with...
I'm sorry to interrupt. We're going to take the bets.
Oh, yeah, we're going to...
Right, I'm just recapping where we last... Yeah, take the bets.
Right.
Yeah, we need to know how many Mr. Davins, how many fucking mafias, and how many... what was the other one?
So-called Mr. Davins?
So-called Mr. Davin, thank you.
All right. So when we last left off, there was actually an IP address that Ann Jackson showed us that traced to Kansas.
Mm. Yes.
So we think, well, maybe there is a scammer
or
somebody helping them. Could be a mule. We don't know. We don't think it's a soldier.
Right.
But so that's where we last left it with Jackson. We also talked to the woman who called us and brought this all to our attention.
Right.
So so she sent me the
Hang
woman.
On 1 second. Joe.
Are we going to take the bets? I go for two Mr. Davins.
Right.
Two fucking mafias, and one so-called Mr. Davin.
Okay. I say two...
Like we're ordering takeout.
Two so-called Mr. Davins.
I'll have a side of so-called Mr. Davins.
Yes. So I say two... it's in this order. Okay. You have to... Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
What the fuck is going on in there?
The chat is giving me numbers, but I don't know if they knew the order. Okay, so it's Mr. Davins, fucking mafias, and then so-called Mr. Davins.
I wish he was here to reprimand all you people. All
right, so...
fucking chat, so-called chat. So-called chat moderator idiot Helix.
She's trying to get everything together.
That's
here.
Not me. It's Anne.
Okay.
I wouldn't say those things.
Would she be saying those things in Ball Blasting Blue or Fuck It All Red?
She'd have a new color for
That's
you.
Damn It All Red.
Damn It All Red. Sorry.
Made for real orange.
I say zero Mr. Davins, two fucking mafias.
All right. Can I go on?
All right.
I mean, you could still write down.
No,
we're
I
not
am.
At the, we're not at the Anne portion of
no,
it
I
yet.
Know, I know.
Is Tommy in?
Yeah, he is.
Joe wants to know, so Joe can change.
Because Tommy mirrors mine sometimes.
And everything he does. Yeah, it was funny. The other day he came home, he threw food across the kitchen.
Wonder if he spent 4 hours cleaning it up.
Probably not.
$200 on a steam mop and all that other shit that goes with it.
Well, as long as you made your point, Joe. Mm. And she made hers, too. You would clean it up. All right. So I was talking to the woman who brought this all to our attention. So she emails me. She goes, here are the pics I have of Parker Green. Picture one is the one he sent me, said it was the photo on his passport. Picture two is a picture Ann Jackson showed me. So I get the pictures. I will pass them to the group of this Parker Green. Mm-hmm. Here you guys go. Look at them. Enjoy them. Don't enjoy them too much.
Speak for yourself. I'll look and enjoy.
We don't have time for that.
Okay.
Pull over on the side of the road.
Okay. Wow.
Look at me. Okay. She's going to get that seat scotch guarded.
She's going to give herself a...
Fucking cat's going to be all over that chair.
You know what? I was starting to go into a setup, and then I ran into your punchline. I'm like, I'm going to leave it right there.
Insert punchline here.
I hit the punchline with your punch. I'm like, that's good enough.
Well, all I can say is welcome to the gun show.
I wish I scotch guarded.
All of a sudden, the cat's
chair.
Coming down. Do I smell salmon?
Oh, God.
Maui, no. No. Leave Pip's chair alone. I go, male model indeed. I emailed Ann Jackson, asked her if this was Green. Let's see what she says. I go, this guy's supposed to have a 19-year-old daughter?
God, really. No.
What's this guy look like? He's 25, 26?
Something like that, yeah.
It looks like he's in his mid-20s.
Yeah, like 24.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
But what was he in an infant banging other infants?
For me, he's supposed to have Jennifer, the 19-year-old daughter. Also, look at one of these pictures. If you look closely, It says...
I did.
Stock photo.
Wait a minute. Let me see that. It does. I didn't notice that. You're right.
I mean, she didn't pick up on that.
And let me ask you. Does,
you
yeah.
Does this Holy military... Because he's in a cutoff shirt with his arms. That was where Pip said, "Look, welcome to the gun show." Does this look like a standard military issue vest?
Okay, now look hunky. Yeah. Yeah.
Look hunky, we're trying to recruit.
Look hunky, we're trying to recruit. No.
You know, this looks like my homework for the, you know...
Scammers, they don't give a shit.
No, for the, you know,
they fool people.
They send shit
for the international gay orgasm contest, you know?
Oh, we're going gay?
They don't care.
All the way.
I'll tell Tom. Tell Tom when we're doing the show, he'll block it out. He's going to defend that title.
Oh, yeah.
Make
sure you're there, Tom.
I'll send you prison. They just blatantly send stuff.
Now, I will say, he looks very pouty. He's very concerned about his daughter's accident.
That is so not yes. like a regular picture.
No.
No, it's not a regular picture. No.
But wait a minute. If you did really look like that and you were trying to get somebody interested in you, you would send that picture. But it's like...
When does he have time? He's hunting scammers.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to be deployed, but first we look all hunky.
You know, no.
Oh, making that face, you don't look hunky. You look like a mouth breather.
Yeah, that's my hunky face.
I like your Blue Hawk face better.
This is Blue Hawk face.
So it's like your happy face.
My Blue Hawk pose.
I hate birds.
You look like that bald ego Muppet when you do make
Sam.
That face. Sam.
It looks like Sam the Eagle.
Sam the Eagle.
Yeah, that's Sam the Eagle.
That's in the tradition of Blue Hawk.
You mean in the tradition of a Muppet?
No.
Well,
Sam came
Muppet.
First.
Sam the Bald Eagle. Yeah.
Surprised you don't know Muppets. It's from the 70s.
You don't know that?
Sam the Bald Eagle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the Muppet characters.
That.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Maybe that could be your new profile picture. That's a Patriot Muppet show. So I email Ann Jackson on March 27th, 2014. Is this Parker Green? On March 28th, I get responses. First sentence, and damn it all, red.
Mm.
Do not lie to yourself and people.
What?
Wow.
Do not lie to yourself and people?
And yes. Good evening to you, too.
Now, ball busting Blue's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Answer my question. Does Green ask the victim... Money? He never! Victim is a fucking liar! Go to hell! You are nasty and you are a fucking liar! Shame on your radio show!
Well, a lot of people say
shame
that.
Shame on your radio show!
I think that includes shame on you too.
Yeah.
Shame on your
Not just me. Shame on the whole show. And you in the yes. chat! You
shame
in
on
the
you guys.
You guys are part of the show
Especially.
Too.
Especially.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys listening on replay on podcast, shame on you as well.
Oh, I could just see.
And Roger, the agent, manager, whatever. Shame on you, Roger.
Double shame on you.
All right, call me in 3 hours. Shame me.
We're all in trouble.
Shame me good.
There's one who thinks he's a hawk, then he's a kitten. Then the show, they're all shamed on. The other guy, you got to call at 4 a.m.
And we call that the shortest pitch meeting ever.
Back to the
day. Yeah, we're going to pass.
Back to the day program.
Yes.
All right, here we go. We continue. So-called Mr. David.
Ah, there's one.
Number one. I see nothing for you, but you ask questions only. I doubt why your radio show can get awards from USA Army. That is totally bullshit.
she answered the question with the first words. You all you do is ask questions. That's our fucking job.
Number two. You do not do any research or investigations, but only fucking write some comments and also lie to people that you want to help the victims who are being scammed. You never cooperate with the authorities reporting true scams. I see nothing from you.
Really? Number one, you've got these bogus websites that you're citing is true. You've got pictures of Parker Green. That's a stock photo on them. We're not doing our research? Are you an asshole? Well,
that's rhetorical.
She infuriates me every
You want to throw some food?
I would love to. I would love. Believe me, if I met her, I'd be throwing three bean salad at her.
Buck off!
Bother the wife.
Yes.
See if we have any potato salad that needs throwing.
No.
Oh, no. I'm starving. If we have any potato salad,
yeah,
I'm eating it.
It is dinner. You know?
Yeah.
Throwing shit.
She would not let me have it if she knew what we wanted it for anyway.
Number three, she continues. Mm. That, the woman who brought this to our attention, is a liar because I do see through things. I do agree with Brown Cotton's right investigation. She is fucking liar. Brown Cotton, IC3-Man is really good at arresting criminals, but he does not know the funds transfer. This is what I know.
What you know is bullshit. The person you're telling is a liar is real, and a person you're agreeing with is a fucking liar.
Let me just stop you right here. Please. How does it feel to actually have facts on your side when you make an argument?
Stop it.
Well, she smelled the chair.
My power is great.
She's got her own superpowers.
She just astounds me. I am always astounded.
We love you being astounded. Number four, I do not read your fucking mails because you talk
obviously
nonsense,
yeah,
and you just want info from me. Can I say something about you?
No.
She just has. Matter of
yeah,
fact,
really,
there's points on the board.
Yeah.
The scoreboard, I believe you have, woman. She won't stop there, Joe. You were not there to interject when she was composing this. You are a hypocrite, and you do nothing! You do not reply my real questions. And now we're going to letters.
Wait,
we've left numbers. We're going to letters.
Wait, was that Joe yelling at Joanne, or was that actually her yelling at you?
They share a brain.
Yeah. But how could you... Could you just repeat that? That quick.
You are a hypocrite.
How? How is... You know?
I don't know. Because I ask for research and she claims I do none? Scram, cat.
And what else? And she said, and you're a liar?
And you do not, well, she's called me that before. She goes, I do not reply to her real questions. She's focused on the money ask that the victim that brought this to our attention has not provided me. Where Parker Green asked her for money.
But, okay. Because
she's fixated on that.
You straightened her out on so many things.
Well, I don't know if I straightened her out.
You tried.
I'm sorry. You gave her answers.
Yes,
true answers.
Not the ones that are in the voices in her head.
Once you want, exactly. That, not the ones she wants to hear,
yes,
because you're not telling her what she wants. See, that's the...
Yeah.
And I've said this before. She just said Parker Green there, the true heroes, because they're telling her what she wants to hear. It's blatant
bullshit. That's a damn
bullshit.
Good point.
They're giving a bogus websites. Photos with stock photo on it, and she's lapping it up because they're telling her that what she wants to hear. Meanwhile, he's telling her what she doesn't want to hear, which is all the truth, and he's the liar.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she lives in the opposite world.
She's Bizarro helper.
Bizarro, yes.
And she's calling herself an expert, and there are people that are following her.
Yeah.
And that is the saddest part of this. I mean, you know, her being clueless and stuff is a sad thing. I get it. But the people that are following her and that are being led by her is sadder than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So now we're in letters. We've left numbers after four because I'm assuming five was too many. Mm. We are now in letter form. Lowercase a. You never send mails to the official sites, to Interpol, FBI, and UN. You never call. This is what I can see through.
Of course you have. Of course you have.
Letter B. You believe in the rumors from these idiot so-called hunters. They are fucking assholes like you.
No, they're not. They're not assholes like you. You're an asshole on your own.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
I was not expecting that.
I'm an individual.
They don't need
I'm
your
an
help.
Individual asshole.
They
I'm not a group
help.
Asshole. You done frothy?
Lisa says... She can't count that high.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
We ran out of numbers now. We go to letters. Letter C. Do you help people? Uh-uh. Never.
No. Nope.
This is like Sesame Street for lunatics.
Or Sesame Street. Because it's for lunatics.
Yes.
Letter D. I gave you the bank lawyer phone number and Mr. David Copper. Did you contact them? Never. You are a fucking liar. Who is nasty? You are. You foolish... me many times, and
you
I didn't know
it.
I foolished her. I foolished her. I felt good doing it too. I did not know
like
it.
Watching that potato salad go across the kitchen floor. Yeah.
Why not? I just want to see your ability, but you are shameful. You have no ability. You have no ability at all. Letter E. You do not know the real scam. Fuck you, assholes.
What is the real?
We've just
researched it. She's into gold bars. She's all. I think we got a pretty good handle on the scam.
The thing that's great is that she just throws accusations out. You know, now the lettering and the numbering and lettering is hilarious.
It makes it official.
Yeah, it's like a school outline for taking notes. You know, it's like, you know, Roman numeral one, fucking mafias. You know, I mean, it's great.
Now it's time we shift gears to Damn It All Red.
Uh-oh.
Fuck off! Assholes.
What else would you write it in? Damn It All Red's the only scheme you could use.
I think it's a little redundant, but okay.
Yeah, but
cliche, but does the trick. Emphasizes, you know.
I kind of wonder, why is she speaking to you in the plural?
I think she might have sent this to other people.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Never send mails to me, because you are a hypocrite. This is why Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Idiot Melvin never reply to you. Shame on you!
She's a hypocrite and fools and what? And then she brings up the three major players that are scamming her.
I know.
They're good men that just make honest mistakes, Joe. They don't know money transfers.
No.
I think that's the one thing they do know.
She's the idiot.
Well.
She's the idiot, and she keeps listing the three
and
wise
she's listing
men.
Them.
You know?
She's listing
all
them.
We're waiting for is I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces back to you.
Yeah,
that's all we're waiting for.
Pretty
in
much.
This.
That's like, you know, that's like me, you know, telling Joanne, you don't appreciate me throwing food in the kitchen. You don't like the potato salad and the three bean salad and the seafood salad. You
a lot
know,
of salad
enjoyed
in this house.
Huh?
A lot of salad in the house.
I was in a salad mood last week.
Okay. I'll continue. Okay. So-called idiot Davin.
Oh, damn.
It's like she knows.
Well,
it's like she's
it's
a tease.
Like she knows, so she's throwing
believe me,
adjectives.
It's a step in the right direction of what she knows.
That I'm an idiot?
No, that she were keeping score on some of the things.
She's caught on to some scheme.
So-called idiot Davin. What did you reply?
You put that on your cards?
I have. Nicest thing anybody's ever said. I use it as a reference. What did you reply to me before? Victim has already evidence that Green asked her money. You never show the evidence. You are a fucking liar.
I believe you did.
Well, I don't have the evidence of the money ask from that victim in Parker Green.
But I believe you made it pretty obvious with all the other facts and figures.
Yeah,
is
but
that
she's focused. She's focused. Like, you know, when you have mental illness, you focus on one thing.
That's true.
You can become very fixated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are not qualified to host a radio show. Because
I guess she's been in the pitch meetings. But
is that Roger?
Yeah, right.
I wasn't the problem.
The answer is
yeah, no,
step lively, stupid.
And the answer is, what has Roger been hearing?
Asshole. You are not qualified. You are not qualified, but she has a reason. If you'd let me get it out.
I'm sorry. Now he's pissed.
I'm not pissed. I'm trying to do the bit.
I understand.
You're not qualified to host a radio show because I didn't know you foolish me before. That's why I'm not qualified.
Because you foolished her.
Because I foolished her before and she knew it. We were not good at foolishing her, so I'm not qualified to do what I'm doing right now. So all you people are foolish too.
Yes.
I'm foolishing everybody.
We all need to be foolish, everybody.
I'm trying to get us a nice contract so we can foolish more.
That's
we're
right.
All fucking idiots.
Everybody, all
she never
us.
Mentioned you.
Not by name, no. But I think
no,
I was involved.
No, but Pip, you, me, the chat, Roger, we all have to work as a team to be less foolish.
All so-called idiots, Eric.
Yeah. She called it foolish.
Yeah, I'm supposed to call later.
Yeah,
we
have to work around.
There's a cloud car.
Have Ann call me at 4. Call me at 1:30. Call
where's
me at 2.
Where's my Red Bull?
Yeah, where's my Red Bull?
He drinks a lot of Red Bull and he smokes. I don't know if he smokes, but anyway. It seems to counteract.
Well, how else can you stay up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to get gigs?
Yeah.
You know what Softly asks in the chat? Is she still advising people, like, to this day? Do we know?
I think I've kept her busy. I think I've eaten up a lot of her time like I would with a scammer.
Right.
I mean, there were still sites up, but remember, a lot of the sites did have, like, these people were scammers.
Right.
So I think there's been a positive influence. Obviously, I don't know what she does in private.
Right.
But I don't think she was.
Yeah.
I think I ate up a lot of her time.
Okay, good.
Yeah. If not, you know, that's what happens when you don't listen to the show.
Good, because Softly asked earlier, is this woman sane?
No.
I don't think
who
so.
Who amongst us is?
No.
She goes, I did ask you questions if you can help people. Indeed, you cannot. Second, you just listened to the rumor, but you never did any investigations. Which is such a lie, because the rumor was that she was a malicious help person helping scammers.
Right.
And that's where we came in, and we've actually helped her. She says hurtful things.
You never did any research. You showed her.
I know. Those don't count.
Nope.
Facts
those
don't count.
Those don't count.
As you would say, I don't care if it's this is not court, as you would say.
Facts are getting in the way.
Yes, she's using the Curry argument. Do not use facts here, mister. We are going to argue with pure emotion. Have you teamed up with, are you counseling her? It's like arguing with Joe, except I can't get slugged.
No, it's not. It's common sense. But anyway, go. On different topic, not this. It's kind
anyway, we have bigger font now.
Yeah.
We have a bigger
font. Oh, no.
I see that.
You are an asshole.
Now start reading.
You are an asshole. A fucking liar. Go to hell. You cannot afford any fucking evidence. You are a real asshole. You should withdraw your radio show. Shame on you.
Again, shame on the show.
I think the takeaway on this is she doesn't like the show and you're an asshole. My guess.
You're reading between the lines, are you, pal?
No, I've seen them in big block letters. There's no room for lines.
And red. And red letters.
Boy, oh boy, she is a piece of effing work. Holy smokes.
And then she writes this to Eric Boren Brown and Cotton, but I'm included on this too. Eric Boren Brown Cotton, you destroy my life by using financial loss. It is right time to arrest the woman who contacted us. She is a fucking liar. As far as I know, some so-called...
Can I stop you? I'm sorry. Reread that, please.
You destroy my life by using financial loss. You destroy my...
Right, okay.
It's the right time to arrest this woman.
All right, now stop. She just claimed that they ruined her life.
Yeah.
They ruined her life. Now go arrest this woman.
Well, it's the least they could do.
But you see the do you see the psychosis in this?
But Joe, in her defense, there was a period separating those two sentences. She used punctuation. I mean, we're going to hold her by what she just said a period before? I think not.
Yeah, she's on to a new tangent.
She astounds me.
Yeah.
Yeah, try dealing with her in real time.
Oh, really?
It is right time to arrest the woman. She is a fucking liar. As far as I know, some so-called hunters who are real scammers.
Wait, I'm a little confused. What woman is she talking about? The one, the first victim?
The one who called us, yes.
The one that called us.
With the Parker, where Anne said that she fell in love with Parker Green, and this woman said Parker Green asked her for money.
I see. Yes. Okay.
And then she lists this woman and another woman who I guess is an anti-scammer who I've never heard of. In fact, these people are fucking liars who also scam the scammers. Well, that's good. I don't know what she's getting at.
I don't know what she's getting at either. This was like a CC to Parker Green and
I think so.
And Eric, you know, I mean, they are now think about those guys or those people. They're having a field that they just see her going, we could have her do anything we want.
Yeah.
Well, they receive nasty emails, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, there's not a lot of feel-good moments they're going to have.
Well, when they get the money, this feels good.
But that aside, whether call it mafias and assholes and dude and all this other thing, that's fine. Call me anything you want, lady, because you're so in and we've got you so bamboozled. We could take you anywhere you want to go. Uh-huh. We want you to go. And it's a shame on Anne. I'm sorry that she's being bamboozled like that. I mean, she can't. She's got mental problems. But even people with mental problems, it gets to a point where you start to see the light on stuff.
Well, I don't think if you're mentally ill, you see the light.
Well, it depends.
She's obviously not getting treatment.
But
right.
Thousands of dollars and nothing in return. And
listen,
but
man, she's ill.
Yeah,
that is what we're thinking. She's the best scammer ever,
really?
Wasting my time.
And her tactic is, let me act nuts.
Yeah, it's a hell of a tactic.
It really is good.
Phil's airtime.
Let me tell you, if that's the case, we're buying a dinner because Jesus Christ, good job.
Yeah, thanks.
But still, I mean, you know, it's just psychotic.
All right, I'll continue.
It really is.
So-called Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we go. That's two.
I want to tell you the truth. I did see.
We're waiting.
I did see through you, but you do not know what is going on. You fool me, and you never do anything to help people. You want to fuck up the real people.
Okay.
These so-called hunters are indeed fucking greedy and want to meet rich people. I don't even know. I
looked at him with my mouth hanging open with a question on my face, and he's like, I don't know how to answer.
And here's the thing. Most of these so-called scam hunters are former victims. They don't got a lot of money. So I guess theoretically they might want to meet rich people, but this ain't the way to do it.
No. If anything, they seem to have soft hearts, and they've given away all their money. Yeah. They're not gold diggers.
They're scam hunters.
They're not even broke niggas.
If they're
what?
It's Kanye West song.
Oh.
I ain't looking for gold. She go no broke niggas.
Oh,
it's a Kanye West song.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was like, what?
He did it with Jamie Foxx. It's a good song.
Okay.
But if she's trying.
What?
But I'm like, what? I'm trying to interject on our show. I'm sorry.
Our so-called show? Yeah, so-called. Shame on you, Joe. Trying to interject.
But Jesus Christ, now I forgot what I was going to say.
Perfect.
You
said you're not looking for any gold diggers.
Yeah, she's now scam hunters. They're trying to find money. If you're a scam hunter, you're not trying to find money. You're trying to get vindication.
Yeah.
Where does she come up with it? There's no basis in that sentence.
Well,
yeah.
We're gonna have to shift to a sentence for Damn It All Red.
Nah.
In the middle of the paragraph.
Jesus.
Looks good. Looks good to be true. Looks too good to be true. Back to black. It is payback to them. American Dream. Fuck you. You are an asshole. And she continues.
Of course.
Because there's so much more to say. I am telling you the truth. I once did the research with the victim. She took the men from me because she always told me that those men fell for her in 3 days after she asked me to introduce men to her. I did not look for men, and I tried to warn the real soldiers about the scam. I did tell you that I post these people, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, on anti-scam sites for the reasons. They asked me to pay and dried me out, and this is why I am mad to post them and contacted the anti-scam site to post them.
All right, stop right there. She just described them as scammers, posted them on an anti-scam site.
Right.
But
she wants them to arrest the so-called scam
hunters. Yeah. She can't.
She's having an episode.
But she just called it. Am I crazy or is it later?
Well.
She just called him. Well, yeah, a little bit of both.
You just told us you threw three bean salads. It's a little much.
All right. But she just said
very
that they
upsetting.
Were, she was just scammers and they called them out on anti-scamming site. Am I not right?
No. That's what she wrote.
Okay. You know what? I wasn't clear on that either because I was like, wait, wasn't she saying that they're the ones that should go after her, but now they're the fucking liars?
And they asked me to pay and dried her out, and this is why I'm mad. She can't keep her story straight.
But this is the whole, this is the realization.
This is always in one paragraph.
I know.
But it's the realization. I mean,
it boggles.
I don't know whether to feel sad for her or she's a genius or she's an asshole. That's where it's either.
Well, I think it depends
three.
Which voice you're talking about in her head.
I guess. And you get from paragraph to paragraph,
which,
it changes.
Which color yeah. she's writing in.
Yes. Anyway, she goes, you do nothing and you cannot arrest the criminals. I did report the criminals to the Interpol FBI asking for the arrest. Who do you think you are?
Mr. Davin.
I did send mails to Pigbusters. That's an anti-scamming website. Because the cybercrime unit uses his source to arrest scammers. You are nothing. You are nobody. You should go to hell. See you in hell, my friends.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, I propose a new side bet. How many times I want to call her the C word during the segment?
It's not even.
Well, that could be anybody on the show, Tom, really.
Really.
Yeah, but you know what, Tommy? It's not even like she's a C word. She's delusional and crazy. You know, it's not. I mean, if she had her marbles together.
You think she's good in bed?
No.
You know, there's something about crazy chicks.
Yeah, there is.
She might be.
I mean, and really, if you're banging her, you're banging nine other people at the same time.
Yeah. And they could all be doing different stuff.
How many
could be amazing.
How many of them are pressing charges for rape, and how many of them are just, like, going balls deep and all in?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true, because some of them are going to be like, I'm not into this, and the other ones are going to be like, I'm so into this!
I think I have to experience crazy before I die. This is the type of crazy I want. Now I have to take away all sharp objects.
Padded room.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be a rubber room, and we're going
to
have to get
looked at. Good morning.
You know. Yeah, you can't stay. Because crazy kills you in your sleep.
And you yeah, you can't sleep.
You know, you're married to it.
I wish she would. She always told me, she goes, I'll kill you in your sleep. I go, well, empty promises.
That's why she doesn't do it. She knows you don't want to live.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
She's not going to give you what you want.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have to do it yourself. you don't sleep with that. No. You don't fall asleep.
No. But I think it might be interesting. There's so much shit going on. So much creativity. It's almost like they're up for anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's so desperate in so many
ways. I like desperate. Like, desperate's always worked well for me.
Well, and passionate, because there's a lot of Damn It All Red, which could be Firecracker.
Yeah. It's just the ball-busting blue that, you know.
Yeah. Mm, that's the side effect you got to watch out for. That's why you take away the sharps. You're smart.
You know, I'd love to... I wonder if there's anybody that's ever been with her romantically. I'd love to get that interview.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine the cutout magazine headlines and the notes that she wrote to him?
How many bunnies have been in pots in that house?
Mr. Lover.
Mr. Lover. Was it Ed Lover? I didn't know we're doing Yo MTV Raps, Joe.
Yeah, going back in time.
Yes. Anyway, we'll go on after that little sidebar.
Sidebar, Your Honor.
You cannot afford the truth. Not you can't handle the truth. You can't afford the truth.
You can handle it, you just don't have the cash.
She's so hooked into everything that costs money.
Yeah.
Everything costs money. The victim is a fucking liar. I can 100% for sure, because I did show the truth to Miller before. You are blind and not qualified to...
She showed the truth to the person that's lying to her.
Well, there's gold bars at stake, Joe.
Jesus.
You are blind and not qualified to host a radio show. Shame on you. I like how she thinks that, like, doing this is like some fucking higher calling.
you're not qualified to do this.
I'm not a priest.
This asshole hattery.
I just talked about sleeping with you, you crazy whore.
In fond terms.
Yeah, I don't think I have to be particularly qualified to captivate a chat room and a bunch of other psychopaths. I mean, like, we're not doing the Lord's work here.
Lisa, by the way, has named this Chats from the Rubber Room.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I know. I said, that's the other name of the show.
There's a course down at the college.
I like that. Like, I'm not qualified. I know how to use the equipment. I'm qualified.
Yeah.
There's not an inordinate amount of ums before I get to a sentence.
We got a new Sam Caster. We're good to go.
Yeah, we're fine. Maybe 6 months ago we weren't qualified.
No.
But clearly qualified.
Our equipment was not qualified. We were qualified.
Qualified.
There you go.
I have testimonials from people. They say so. You never know how I did the research. This is why Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton used my source to arrest the criminal. Nanny nanny poo poo.
She's back to being an asshole.
When did she stop? I missed that paragraph.
Now she's been deputized, you know.
But there's more.
Oh.
So-called idiot Davin.
Oh, so close.
Psych.
You are nobody.
Nobody.
Ow.
That one smarted, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
This is why we can't have romantic interludes.
Yeah. If she's going to insult you, I mean, that's not going to be fun.
That was one of the things that attracted me to her.
Yeah.
You can't share passion like that.
You lied to me because you said, the victim, can afford the proof. How long does it take? She cannot show you the truth, but she always lies. Shame, shame, shame. Fuck off.
Oh, wait. I feel like
fighting words.
There's no commas in between the shames.
Really?
No. Bad punctuation.
Well, she's enraged.
It's not in red. How can you tell, Joe?
I feel like we're on that show where the guy helps consumers. Shame, shame, shame.
Oh, shame,
shame
on you.
You.
Shame, shame.
It's like
shame,
a local
shame.
News thing.
Yeah, it is.
That's heavy stuff.
Do not make me mad to insult you more.
Do not make me mad. What the hell was that before?
I will comment on you.
Who hasn't?
So-called asshole.
Today.
past 5 minutes?
Yeah, really.
That's almost done.
I will comment on
you.
Hey,
stupid Ann, stop helping these assholes over here. He don't need your help.
Don't goad them, bitch.
Is she on Facebook, too?
I'll stop reading this segment on the show.
I didn't... Try to show what an asshole you are. I'm not looking for a setup for those two imbeciles I'm with.
I really should like email. Listen, not for nothing.
She's like a straight woman.
Yes. Not really.
Wow.
Stop lobbing those.
Not for nothing. I appreciate your passion, but I don't need you setting them up. Yeah.
Really?
Okay, now we have a bigger font, Joe.
Oh.
She knows how to use fonts. Yeah. So-called idiot Davin. Watch out. I'm just making sure something.
We're looking around.
Looking around. Some so-called hunters are criminals because they also scam scammers. I don't know. So-called, the victim who called us, is a fucking liar because she still wants U.S. soldiers who are hot. Apparently this should turn into Tinder.
That fat sergeant, not a chance.
Look at that fatty boombalatti. She ain't going to let him scam her.
Lieutenant with the little gut? Nope.
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 But the 25-year-old with the 19-year-old daughter in the stock photo, darn tootin'.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah, that's that looked real.
Ladies.
The truth is that she is a love scammer. That would be a great song for Kiss. Like to follow
love
Dr.
Scammer.
Love and Love Gun, Love Scammer.
Love Scammer.
Yeah.
Now, I could see Kiss doing that.
Yeah, so could I.
We should write them.
Yeah.
No. Dear Gene.
My good pal.
Look who wrote us, Devin's Den. We're going to do a song. Ready?
Was that your Paul Stanley?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Joe, if you're going to write, you're going to have to pay full postage in that. That's my Gene. Much better.
Yeah, you have to give it to Kiss.
The truth is that she is a love scammer. She is a capitalized sex maniac.
Oh!
This is damn it true.
Damn it
what?
True.
It's damn it true. Not your regular average true. It's damn it true.
Sounds like a villain Blue Hawk has to fight.
Damn it true.
Damn it true. Ah, it's damn it true. It's you, Blue Hawk. Well, I'll get you now. Bacaw! Dun 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 dun. This is fight music. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. This is fight music. By the way, like we were talking about, Blue Hawk, if you notice, he doesn't fly. He kind of waddles like we talk like a penguin. Because like even when he goes into fight mode, he doesn't fight to get damn it true. He kind of walks like an old fat guy. Look at you. Your hands are like this, like you're going to lose your balance.
No, I was just conducting the fight music.
How can you conduct and fight at the same time? You're not that talented.
No, I'm just describing it. I'm not fighting.
You're Blue Hawk. You have to fight, damn it, true. If you won't, who will?
All right.
look out, citizen, or I'll comment
right,
on
citizen.
You.
Look out. It's this. It's Blue Hawk's side partner. Damn Mittens the kitten. And what about me? I want to come too.
I'll bet you
stay
do.
There, Sock.
What about me, Joe? I've bailed you out of many a mess.
I know, Flop Tower. You'll have to stay here. I'm not being Blue Hawk today. I'm not in a Blue Hawk mood.
When trouble calls, you're Blue Hawk.
When gold bars are involved.
If not for Blue Hawk, then we have to deal with Blue Waffles.
Because citizen. Understood. Because.
Curses. Viruses.
And she goes, IC3 crime internet. In damn it all blue. She is sex maniac. She is fucking liar.
Why is she a sex maniac? Because she supposedly fell in love with one guy on the internet.
Midnight
she's a sex
maniac.
Yeah.
That was Crocus.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Mike Starace.
Idiot Davin.
Cut to the chase, woman.
Tell me how you really feel.
What time is the gig? That's not the story. I'm just asking a question. That's an email I sent this afternoon.
Idiot Davin.
You keep silent now. Do you know why? Because I'm not fucking talking to you.
Oh, I thought it was still the email to me.
I did have the evidence about this reply to my question. You told me she has the evidence. Fuck you. You are also a liar. Shame on you. Keep silent. You never get any fucking real replies for my questions. You are assholes.
Wait, you personally are many assholes?
I'm very talented.
But you know what? You've been very logical with her.
And that was
and
my
very
mistake.
Cordial with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that was the mistake.
Asking her regular questions, mm-hmm. pointing things out.
Mm-hmm.
Actually using my contacts at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you saying in this case I'm not Idiot Davin, Joe?
No. Isolate that.
Yeah, wait a second. That is a momentous moment on our show.
Mm. Breakthrough.
And then she decides to attack us on the internet.
Oh.
Really?
I think on her blog. I think that's where it was shown to me.
Oh.
I have that. An idiot radio show which lies to the people in public. I think that's the title of this.
You put that in a video.
Idiots, Mr. Davin's Den.
I don't know why nobody's calling back, Joe.
Yes, those idiots.
I guess all the reviews aren't good.
An idiot radio show. Yes.
Yes,
that
those
idiot
idiots.
Radio show. Imagine if the copy, that letter got stuck in the copy. Donnie gets done with it. This really stinks. You know, I think you're right. This is not complimentary.
Anyway.
Those assholes.
Here's the title. an idiot radio show, which lies to people in public. There is no capitalization in this title, but it is all bold.
Tears. Read that again, please.
An idiot radio show, which lies to people in public. It's like one of your earlier blogs.
An idiot radio show.
And then she goes on.
That is how I describe the show before we go on
Facebook.
An
idiot radio show that lies to people in public.
It was the working title for our best of CD.
We like to tell the truth.
Sure.
You know what would be funny if we got a call? You know, I used that in a meeting. We got it. That's the way this stupid fucking business works.
It's an idiot show about nothing.
This radio show is foolish. Mr. Davin,
on the board,
is a man who lost his radio show, and he told me that he could help victims who are being scammed.
lost the show. I mean, no, let's look at it this way. We're live.
We know where we are.
Yes, we're live. It's not a replay.
Yeah.
Well, for some people.
Well,
it will be for some people.
But for right now, it's the real
thing. Do you stand by me? No. But you are asking fucking idiot questions, and you cannot offer the true answers to my questions. This is what he said to me.
Uh-oh. This is good.
Now she's got documentation.
Now she researched.
Yes.
She researched you.
Well, thank you for writing back to me. Our show, too, does a lot to fight scammers. We just got recognized by the U.S. Army's official operational security page.
Don't say that word. She hates them, the U.S. Army.
Page. Well, no, this is what I had sent to her when I was introducing it.
Oh, all so right. This is in a rant?
No, this is what I sent when I was introducing gotcha. How I wanted to get to know her and everything. Gotcha. I was trying to prove our merit to talk to such a highly esteemed person, Joe. U.S. Army's official operational security page is a good source of information in the fight against cyber scammers. We have also received an award from the Army, and we recorded upon request a public service announcement warning of the dangers of cyber criminals for the Army. And then she puts it in damn it all blue. I look forward to talking with you again and setting up an interview so you can tell your side of the story. Sincerely, Davin. I did not use damn it all blue, but she changed it.
She decided to emphasize how what idiots we are.
She's changing your scheme.
How foolish.
This man, so-called idiot Davin. it's on my birth certificate.
Stop right there. Stop right there.
It's always everybody's favorite part of the show when I get slammed.
No, but let's talk. Anybody reading this? I mean, right now we're reading this. It's a show. It's kind of, you know. But anybody else outside the show that would read this, I'm putting out this and I'm going to put a stop to these people, would look at this and go, she's fucking crazy.
They have command of the English language, if they're not American nationals or Canadians, or it's not English as a second language, maybe it makes sense. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think that there's a language barrier. I think there's a crazy barrier. Anybody is wading through this is like, wait a minute.
This man, so-called idiot. I'm like reading it as somebody that doesn't know. This man, so-called
idiot.
Davin, this person's a kook.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yes. Yeah. This man, so-called idiot Davin, never shows me any evidence, and he just listens to some idiot people who claim themselves as victims. Intact. What I see through is that some so-called themselves victims are real scammers. They are fucking liars. This man, idiot Davin, told me he can offer the evidence, but he cannot. He is a fucking liar. This man, idiot Davin.
Damn, I wish we had counted idiot Davins.
Yeah, really? Holy cow. We get a new car.
This man, idiot Davin, told me that he's trying to help the victims, but he never does any investigation. What I see through. Idiot Davin is trying to fool me.
You're not trying to foolish her?
I'm trying to fool her. I see three men, Brown Cotton, warned me before that they want to hurt me in public, and this is why Eric Bourne Brown Cotton never replied to him. That is the truth. So these scammers said, listen, this guy, he's pretending to try to help you. He's trying to make you look bad in public. This is why we're not going to respond to him.
That wasn't what you were trying to do. Now, the effect.
it happened to work out that way.
It did. That was her helping us do that.
Yes.
That was not your
and
intention.
And those guys are probably looking at that going, holy smokes, she's crazy, and we caught a big break.
Yeah. Yeah, now we just turned it
around. We had this guy that was
trying to
help her and onto us,
yep.
And she's so crazy and delusional, she's calling him the liar, and we're getting away scot-free.
She turned on the helpful guy with information. Ha ha! Is there more?
There is more. I ask the idiot Davin questions, but he never offers the real evidence, and he cannot. He is a fucking asshole, as well as a liar. Do not believe his radio show, because he is lying to himself and people. then bigger font. You are an asshole. A fucking liar. Go to hell. You cannot afford any fucking evidence. You
Hold
are
on,
real.
Did I just walk into my house?
Is it a mess?
I showed you the pictures.
You are a real asshole. You should withdraw your radio show. Shame on you. Now, the funny thing is, she said I lost it earlier.
Right.
Now I should withdraw it.
Withdraw it from the contest?
I don't know.
About?
I don't know.
Well, folks, we're going to take Ann's advice. This is our last show. It's been a pleasure. Some psychotic kook from Japan. We're going to take her advice. Been nice knowing you all. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, Lisa says, can't fix crazy, as
no,
we all know.
Lisa, dear, you can't. No, she's nuts.
This is damn it true.
Damn it true.
Don't accept imposters. Only accept damn it true.
No, I'm not Blue Hawk. I'm on guard.
Who's on guard?
Blue Hawk.
But you're not Blue Hawk. So how can you
be? But damn it true is in town.
So then you're Blue Hawk.
So he has to be.
I have to be Blue Hawk right now.
Yes.
Because damn it true is in town.
I think he's got as many fucking personalities as Ann.
Start to wonder.
Read on, citizen.
He Damage fucking thinks there. He's a cat and a superhero.
If I know, I don't think.
Who's crazier? I ask
I
you,
don't
Pip.
Think I'm a cat. If I was, though, I'd want to be called Mittens.
The fact
Damn
that you
it all can't you understand?
The fact that you
Shut
thought
the
that.
Shut the Mohawk. Continue to read, citizen. Damn it, who's in town?
Citizen.
Yes.
Of what?
Citizen of the citizen of the world. Citizen of the United States.
Isn't Blue Hawk a citizen of the world?
Well, I'm like...
Are you an illegal immigrant? Because we'll deport your ass.
No.
You can fly over borders, damn you.
I know Joe Curry, and he would not like an illegal immigrant superhero.
Blue Hawk. Blue Hawk is a United States citizen. I'm not... What do you think? Trump's after me as a birther? I'm here.
No, you'd be a hatcher. You're a hawk, stupid.
Be a nester.
A hatcher. Thank you, citizen.
You know what? I don't think those origin stories make
Mr.
much sense.
Mr. Davin.
Don't change the
Idiot,
subject.
Mr. Davin.
Don't change the subject.
Well, we have both our titles, so I want to go.
Yes.
Now Blue Hawk is on a witness stand. I swear I'm going to lift on my wing.
And he's determining the other nut.
I'm lifting on my wing. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
He's
so
actually,
help me God.
He's actually raising his wing.
I'm raising my wing.
Davin looks very scared.
Talk, citizen.
Help me.
Are you a citizen?
Help me.
Yes, I am.
Then shut up, citizen.
The call.
Help me.
Help
me.
Help me.
Help me. Help me. If anyone knows where we are, help me. It's gone off the rails in so many ways.
Well, when Blue Hawk's here, mayhem follows.
Off the rails like a carnival roller coaster.
Yes.
You ever see those things? I wouldn't get on one of them fucking things at gunpoint.
You know what? I have rethought my position about getting on roller coasters because I see the people that run them, and I'm like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
They might have to withdraw their roller coaster.
They would.
All right. This is damn it true. The victim who called us is a fucking scammer, a real love scammer who commit crime. This woman is the main one who is a real love scammer, scamming the real soldiers.
Oh, my God.
So now she's making... The soldiers fall in love with her.
Yeah, of course, because you know what? She wasn't a victim. She was actually the one that was going out and scamming them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She wants men, and she wants to get loved.
Yeah, she wants to get loved. Don't we all?
Is this a general? I'm sorry, dude. It's like, was this a general post?
Yes. On our blog.
Who is reading this and not saying that this woman is out of her mind?
Who's reading this and saying, thank God our Savior is here
and how
to teach us?
Now, let's say that you're a person that was following her
right.
and taking your advice, and you're reading this going, I'm so fucked.
Right.
This person I was is nutty as a hatter.
Yeah, absolutely. That's oh, my horrible. God.
Then she quotes, she said, "There's nothing wrong to get loved." Back to Damn It All Red. "It is the woman who hunted the real FBI man with another woman and another woman and another woman." She's naming names in her blog, one of who I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
IC3 Crime Internet. Now back to Blue. "She is sex maniac. She fucking liar."
Are they talking about me?
I think so.
Okay. You want to know something, though? That person that, you know, that went to you and stuff like
she's
that.
She's been on the air. I don't know which day it was, but we interviewed her on the air.
She could sue her. She could sue this woman for slander.
Yeah, how do you sue crazy?
Yeah.
Hey, it's something that was posted about her.
Well, I could sue too. She's saying a lot of terrible things about me.
No, she called you an idiot. She said she's a sex maniac. I mean, show damages.
Well, she could be, and he is, but I don't know.
Show damages.
Joe, withdraw yourself from the show.
But, you know, I mean, that's, I mean, it's a slanderous thing that she's saying.
She doesn't seem very nice.
No.
Might be some anger issues.
Oh,
and some
yeah.
English issues. And some punctuation issues. Very good with the font stuff.
Really good with fonts.
And coloring, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll leave it there.
Wow. I don't think anybody got all three.
Well, what'd you got?
Well, we had two so-called Mr. Davins. And I called that one.
Yay, good for you, Pip.
Thank you. We had one proper Mr. Davin, and Lisa called that.
That a girl, Lisa.
We had zero fucking mafias, and nobody called that.
There was no it wasn't a mafia type
there
of thing.
There wasn't one fucking mafia.
She was focused on yours truly.
She was focused on idiot Davin.
Like
and
a, like a laser.
Mafias. Yeah, really. So
I think there was a lot there, though.
Lot there, and going back and forth and back and forth.
There was no back and
forth.
Just her and the voices in her head.
There was a lot of back and forth. The liars, no, they're not.
Remember,
liars,
what led up to this was I sent her the pictures and go, is this the guy?
There was a
that's what led up to it, Joe.
There was a lot there of her not being all there.
Wow. Yeah.
It was a bad day.
Yeah.
And how. Holy smokes.
Somebody should stick a pill in her sushi.
Stick a fork in her. She's done.
That's funny.
All right, let's
actually stick some chalk.
Let's thank some people that are kind enough to sponsor this so-called radio show.
they should withdraw.
Hosted by idiot Mr. Davin.
Sorry, Davin.
I think we're going to rename it Idiot's Den.
You know what? Just as popular.
I would have been so funny if that email got mixed up with the read for Donnie.
That was our...
And I'd sit there and go, you think I yelled before?
Yeah, that's our promo material. Idiot, Devin!
We've had worse. All right, thank Family Martial Arts. Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. I just found out when my daughter is scheduled to be a black belt.
What?
She doesn't really go at all in the summer, but she's going to go a little bit this year because she goes to camp in the summer. So she is scheduled to be a black belt, if everything goes right, January of next year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A 9-year-old black belt. Just what I need running around the house.
Hey, let me tell you something. When she starts dating boys and stuff like that, you could sleep like a baby because if any guy tries anything, he's going to lose an arm.
Twist and pull.
True. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They fly great when you throw them. They offer some unique...
They're aerodynamic.
Sure. They're aerodynamic daily special like the zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket, smothered in homemade gravy, thrown against the wall.
Oh, I had that. Not only is it delicious, it can get airborne really quick.
Sure.
Cleans up in a jiff.
Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you are a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you can get 10% off.
Yay. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs you have, ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to the regular dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night is Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, a wedding, an office party, or anything that you need to impress. And your professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. The Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. That is PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Spinning Productions. You need your entertainment needs. We can do that for you. Comedian. Murder mystery, an entertainer for a kid's party, celebrity impersonator. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or call us up 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, is Mr. Helix anywhere?
No, the Johnny and the Alimonies are dark this weekend.
We're doing a minstrel show?
There it was. There it was. Joe, besides being with me, are you anyplace else?
Yeah, just pick something up this afternoon. I will be at Brokerage Comedy Club Thursday, 8 o'clock, Brokerage Comedy Club at Belmore, New York. Go to gubs.com to check out for information and reservations.
This Sunday, May 17th, Joe and I will be at the Newburgh Jewish Community Center in Newburgh, New York. For tickets, call 845-562-5516. 845-562-5516. It's going to be a good time. It's an early show. So you guys check it out and get to see me and Joe do our thing for the Jews.
Yes. We'll close out by singing Sunrise, Sunset.
I don't know what that means.
That was from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, okay, good. I have the CD. I don't listen to it. Fun show.
I thought that was every Friday night.
What kind
night
of Jew are you?
Wow. What kind of Jew
are you? A so-called Jew. I am a so-called.
So-called Jew Tab.
So-called idiot Jew Davin.
Idiot Jew Davin. So-called idiot Jew Davin.
There's so many categories.
So-called idiot Meshuggah Jew Davin.
Awesome.
Oh, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell
you're
no
Ann Jackson.
You're in crazy company.
That's right.
Either way, keep on listening. See you
next Tuesday.